Well, today there was something on that I was going to pay no attention to whatsoever because I just don't care. Yesterday when we were in there before the show, I think one of the things that we talk about when it comes to the NFL being on certain networks, why they do that, why they spend the trillions of dollars. Well, it's 90% of it is you can promote within. You can promote your own shows, whatever they are on the network, and that's why, or you leave the TV on. You just leave it on, whatever network it's on. Yeah. And so a lot of these World Cup games have been farmed out to Fox and or FS1. And so, we go into work, and the channel's on FS1. And the other day on FS1, yesterday I think, they were running Skip and Shannon Sharpe's show, and there was Dak Prescott. And
he was making the rounds yesterday.
Dak was?
Yeah, he was on the Dan Patrick show too.
Well, you would know.
I sure would.
But anyway, Bob was talking about pulling audio. I'm like, I just can't watch it. I can't do it. I think it's so bad and it's so cheap what they do. And the other guy that drives me insane is Colin Cowherd. And I just can't watch it. I just don't care. I think he's so bad that I even if my mom was on there, I'm not watching it. It makes me insane. And I think it's the part of the ruination of our medium is that style. And I think it'll go away. I think that it can't last forever, this ridiculous, argumentative, take-a-side style. I don't even know how it started, to be honest with you. I don't know how it got to be a thing.
I don't know. Of the two of them, I don't like either one. I don't watch either one. But if I got it, but if it's Skip and Shannon versus the Herd bugs me a lot more than they do.
You know, you can blame the Herd on our old boss Bruce Gilbert.
Oh yeah, I know. He's the one that gave rise to him.
Yeah. Well, through the last year, he has had one target in particular. And that target was on his show. And that man is Baker Mayfield. And so over the last year, you would have seen Colin tweet things such as, Mayfield, marginal size and athleticism isn't a number one pick in any draft in any sport, mark my words. Okay. Baker Mayfield is fun but small, embarrassingly poor judgment, and produces huge numbers in the video game Big 12 Conference. No thanks. Wouldn't draft him.
Okay.
Nobody is drafting Mayfield over Sam Darnold. That's local fanboy stuff if you people think so. So just, he's been wrong every single time. And he's gone after him a lot. And I think Baker is doing some sort of documentary series on Fox, and so Fox is promoting it within, and he had to go on The Herd. And, I don't know if this was Baker saying, oh, yeah, if he was excited to do this, if he was forced to do it. I doubt Baker's the type of guy that would back down from anything. And Baker's smart enough, and he's been through the ringer at Oklahoma enough and played in enough giant games to where going on a show like this is not going to be intimidating.
I don't know. This smacked to me of him being forced to do it.
Well, he is promoting that show.
Yeah, he's got an agenda there. And sometimes when you have an agenda like that, you get into situations that you'd just as soon not be in. However, there's a benefit
right.
in it for you because – I don't know why, but there are some people who do watch this that may not be aware of what Baker's got up his sleeve.
Well, I think that Cowherd realized that he was so wrong on all the other fronts that he'd taken on Baker with, whether it was athleticism, it was going to cost him, he wouldn't get drafted, the poor judgment, playing in the Big 12. He shut up every single thing, every angle that Colin has gone after. And so now he gets on the show, and Colin starts to go after him for being a poor teammate. Now, trust me, following that program very closely, there's one thing that he's not. Now, you can say all you want about sketchy judgment. You can say all you want about flying from the seat of his pants. But teammate, if he's nothing else, that's number one on his list, is being the most rock solid of teammates.
Yeah.
And
that's what every guy that I've ever heard talk about him has said.
Right. Including everybody on his team and, you know, just the guys that were first-round draft picks this year, or I guess draft picks up from the Oklahoma team, would say the same thing. So Colin takes a piece of video from the Ohio State game. Now, the piece of video that probably everybody remembers is the flag planting that Baker did after they won the game at the center of the field in the O. He took a piece of video from, I believe, the fourth quarter, in which Baker threw a touchdown pass to a running back. Baker scrambling, running up the middle himself, and turns and throws a backward pass, a lateral, to Trey Sermon, who catches it and walks into the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
He does this, Baker does this, and he runs to the little sliver, because every college stadium has the away crowd that's tucked away in one of the corners of the end zone with their crowd, the 1,000 people that got tickets.
Yeah.
Next to him is the band. So he shows, in this video, he shows Baker, to prove that he's not a good teammate, peeling off as Sermon crosses the goal line. And then it stops. The video stops. All right? So you just see him peel off.
Yeah.
That's all it shows. So here is Baker with Cowherd explaining this.
Saw this. I'm like, oh, Baker. You play in Ohio State. I watched every snap. You were, you know, gloriously talented guy, right? And then I see this play right here. Now watch this, Baker. And you throw a touchdown. And instead of, now I don't like this. I'm going to tell you right now. How come you're not, what? Where are you going? Where are you going over there?
Our band is over there. Our student section's right there. And then straight back to our sideline.
What about your team?
Did you watch the rest of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You did? So you saw me celebrate with my teammates like the 3 touchdowns before that, too?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You pulled the one clip of me running right there to our fans and people that traveled well to that game, first of all. And then you didn't show the rest of the clip of me going to our sideline?
No. You have to go to the sideline. You're not going to go to a hospital. Well, where are you going to go after the touchdown? You're not going to go.
But you're acting like I just ran away from everybody.
Well, you did, but then you came back and circled to the sideline.
This is a 5-second clip of you showing me, and then I'm off the screen right there?
I'd like you to be with your teammates.
Watch the rest of the game. I was.
Oh, I know you went back to the sideline.
No. Go watch the other touchdowns. I got very excited on that one.
So you think my accusation that this isn't
the fact that I feel like you're going for the fact that I'm not a team guy. I'm selfish. Is that what you're shooting at right here, or what?
It is a – no, I don't think that. I think sometimes your judgment's just a tad off, and I think the NFL's a judgment league because the game is so fast. Mm-hmm. You have to make – the windows get really, really tight and really, really small. You got to make decisions really, really fast. In college, you got that Orlando Brown guy, got a little more time. I don't love that decision. I don't love it.
The celebration? Do you see what people do in the league now, celebration-wise?
Hip thrusting, not a fan. Not a big fan of hip thrusting. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like when
Does Colin Cowherd not realize that there are full playlets that go on in the NFL now when it comes to celebration? Is he not aware of that?
I don't know.
What is he even talking about?
I don't have any idea what he's talking about. He's backed into a corner here. I mean, he is struggling to regain his bearing here.
From a 22-year-old.
Yes, Baker's got him on, I mean, not viciously or anything like that, but Baker's got him painted into a corner, and he's trying to get out of it any way he can.
Celebration? Do you see what people do in the league now, celebration-wise?
Hip thrusting, not a fan.
Hip thrusting? Well, what is he talking about?
Not a big fan of hip thrust. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like when Antonio Brown's doing that stuff. I'm not into it. You know what?
Well, Baker started laughing.
Do you have your celebration?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing.
You're just going to give the ball to
Apparently, I think I need to just run away.
So, you know, if you're going to go after a guy, you better have something to base it on. He's exhausted every other thing with height, athleticism, character, attitude, all of that. Got shot right back in his face throughout the entire season last year, really the last 3 years. Then he got the Heisman. Then they go to the Rose Bowl, and he lights up Georgia. They lost, but he freaking murdered a one of the best defenses. So all that got shot down. So then he attacks the teammate thing.
Yeah.
Whose idea is that?
I don't know. His, some producer.
I mean, what is the harm of him, of Cowherd going, you know what, man, I was wrong on a lot of counts about you. I really was. I screwed up, you know. Yeah, you're a loose cannon, and I think it may affect you in the NFL. But
he can't do that.
He can't do that at all.
He can't do that. No, he can't do that.
It's so, it's just, it reeks of just such cheap and shoddy work.
He's got to stay true to it. Well, I mean, you said it. It's the ruination of what we do.
Yeah, it is. And you know what I hate more than anything? People around here, they get it. They get what we do. We fart around. We laugh, all that, and have a good time. And we're not sitting here taking sides against each other and things like that. But if and it's a small number of people that have done this. But when they when someone walks up to you and you're having a conversation and they don't know you and whether you're out of town or whatever and you say that you're in sports talk radio and the kind of the look that you get of, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Of just because of these human
beings.
Yeah,
because of that.
Yeah.
They ruin it for everybody. They ruin it for the ones who do it right.
And I'm not saying we do it right. We just do it differently. And
We do it right.
I would like to think so. But it ain't perfect. We screw up all the time. We're cheap as well. But,
yeah,
man,
I
just
mean,
the
yeah, sometimes, just like he did, we wander off onto some pretty flimsy branches. But still, I mean, it's not like that.
No.
It's not like that. I mean, through it all, I would like to think that there is some concept, however flimsy, that whenever anybody advances an idea on this station, they have something to hold on to.
Right. There is some sort of basis.
Yeah.
And this guy just came out there swinging with nothing.
Yeah, with nothing. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. He looks like an anus, the anus that he is.